This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The PGA Tour is all systems go, and so is the new show, Early Wedge, on the CBS Sports Podcast Network. Join Sportsline experts Sia Nejad, Mike McClure, and Eric Cohen, alongside myself, Rick Gaiman, Patrick McDonald, and Jason Sobel. Five times per week, the Early Wedge provides the best information for DFS lineups, outright selections, and so much more. Follow and listen to Early Wedge in the Early Edge feed on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
BJ and Jamie.
Man, that was close. I thought I was going to make it at 6 o'clock straight up, but it's 6:01. Man, getting closer every day, though. You got to admit. Hey, welcome. It's the BJ and Jamie Morning Show from the KALC Studios in Denver, Colorado. Alice 105.9 on the Odyssey app. You can get us for free. Free for your phone, and you can take us anywhere you go. And the podcast after 10 o'clock this morning. Good morning, Jamie. How you doing?
Did somebody use my headphones or something, Schmidl? I'm good.
Somebody's got the headphones. Somebody's been borrowing the headphones, Schmidl?
No one was borrowing them.
Nobody was borrowing them?
No.
Okay. Well, we've got a problem. We got a problem. The jack. It's the wrong jack.
Why is the wrong jack on it?
I don't know.
If somebody didn't use them, explain that to me.
I got a feeling somebody used them.
I have a feeling, too, because...
Yeah. Okay. Anyway, I think they
did. I'm good. All right, so I got it figured out. I'm plugged in now.
All right, okay. You are plugged in and ready to go. It's going to be 79 degrees today.
Woo! I'm going golfing today.
You're going golfing?
Yeah, with my
son.
No,
get out of here.
Yeah.
Where are you guys going?
Well, just to the executive course.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Does your son play golf?
A little bit, but here's what we're doing. Nina.
Yeah.
Nina over at, what's that one called? The
Inverness?
No, it's the executive. The
I don't know.
Okay,
Anyway,
so Nina is going to give us a lesson for an hour.
Good.
So, because he hasn't golfed forever.
How'd you hook this up?
I just
Have
called
you known
them.
Her for a while?
No, I just called the pro shop.
No kidding.
Yeah,
they're all hooked up.
I said,
funny how that works.
I called the pro shop. Well, my course that I live, anyway, my course is not open until mid-April.
Yeah.
So
it's still winter down there.
Yeah, so, or up there.
Are you talking about the there. Family Sports Center?
Yeah,
that place off Arapahoe?
Okay. Yeah, that little par three. Yeah.
Yeah.
So anyway, so I called that place, and Nina was like, well, I have a meeting at 3, and I think I can probably get you in. And and so I said, okay, well, he hasn't played golf forever. So, I said, do you have any men's clubs? Because I don't really want to let him use my PXGs.
Yeah. I'm with you.
Yeah.
So I got a story for you on that, too. Go ahead.
So she's going to give him or us lessons for an hour, and then we're going to play.
Okay.
Nice. Yeah, we're going to play nine holes.
Remember the guy that came in here one time, MJ, from Tampa?
Yeah, I do.
All right. I used to do a show with him down in Tampa.
Yeah.
But he was in town visiting. He came up here to see Jamie and I. I took him out to play one day. Okay.
Yeah.
He's never played golf in his life.
Okay.
So I let him borrow extra set of clubs I had. He broke all three woods.
No!
All three, Jamie.
No.
He would hit the ground.
That's $1,000 worth of clubs.
He would hit the ground so hard they would snap.
Yeah, that's why my kid's not using the PXGs.
Dude, you're never going again.
Yeah.
You're never going again. Don't ever take somebody that's never played before out to play
it's
golf
like
with your clubs.
Yeah, with your nice clubs.
You hit behind.
Yeah, but that's what's so great about this park and rec place. Like, she's like, oh, they have a ton of clubs and, you know, they want to get people outside and stuff.
That's cool.
Yeah, so it's like Douglas County Park and Recreation or something.
I've never been over there. They say it's a really nice place.
It's kind of, it is. And it's kind of cool because when you're on some of the holes, the private jets, you feel like you can touch their underbellies.
No kidding.
The way they come in at you, you think they're going to kill you.
Yeah, they come right above you.
Oh my God, it's so scary, but also awesome.
Uh-huh.
And then it also makes you feel really poor because you're on a public course that costs like $4 to play. And these jets that cost, I don't know, $80 million or they're flying towards you. You're like, hey! Right.
They're dumping all over the top of you.
Yeah,
they're
exactly.
dumping their poop on you peasants down there playing golf.
That's what it feels like.
You know what I mean?
There's something laughing.
Yeah.
All right. It is a Thursday, as I said, 79 degrees today. You know, my grass is starting to come back already.
Is it really?
Yeah, because it feels like spring.
I started watering mine yesterday.
My grass is confused.
Oh, did you really? Wow. That's funny.
Yeah. All right. So in the weekend, I think it's rain, maybe some snow. Who knows? I don't know. Just enjoy it today.
Exactly.
Right? That's the way to do it. All right. We've got Jonas Brothers tickets to give away. We'll do that at 7:30. We'll do those right after we talk to Dave the Dwarf this morning. Okay.
You know how you said to me as we're getting on?
You know, I've second thought it too, Jamie.
You did?
Yeah, because you and I, Jamie and I had a conversation. Let me explain real quick here, okay? I got a friend of mine.
Maybe it's early and we're not in the mood yet.
We'll warm up to it, okay?
We'll warm up to it. Okay.
Okay. Right. So yesterday, well, I called a buddy of mine. His name's Dave the Dwarf. He is a dwarf, okay? And it was all about the Snow White movie and how they use CGI instead of real dwarfs. And it cost those guys jobs, you know? And they're kind of upset about it, their union. And so I said to Jamie yesterday, I said, let's get Dave the Dwarf on and let's hear his anger about the Snow White movie, right? So on our way out of here yesterday, now I called him, got it all set
up,
7:20, going to promote it all morning, boom, boom, we're set. We get in the elevator, Jamie and I look at each other, and I said, you know, we're probably going to regret this tomorrow. We're going to have a come to Jesus moment sometime today, and we're going to say, was that really a good idea?
Yeah, you go, you said, you know, tomorrow... this might not feel that funny. Yeah, we'll just see how it goes.
I'm kind of warming up to it, though, as we talk about it. Okay, just a little bit. Yeah. Our boss is excited.
I know. We got a text from our boss. He's very excited about it, which was bizarre.
He said he'll be listening. I can't wait to hear Dave the Dwarf.
But I have a feeling he was on the party bus when he wrote us.
Yeah. Oh, I didn't think of that because he went skiing yesterday.
Yeah, right. So he probably had a couple of shots in.
Fireballs or something.
Exactly.
Yeah. Oh, might not be a good idea.
Yeah, everything seems like a good idea on Fireball.
Exactly.
Hey, text Dano, you can chime in if you want to at 303-222-5423. Dave the Dwarf, good idea
or
bad idea? We're talking about Snow White now. And he could be drunk. We don't even know.
Oh, yeah, he gave us that option, too, because right now he's still working at a strip club, now.
He gets off at 6 a.m.
Yeah.
Oh. Well, they're 2 hours ahead, so he's been off for a couple of hours.
Oh, okay, good. So he's
sleeping. Still liquored up.
Yeah, well, right.
He's in showgirl strip club till 6 a.m.
Oh, my God. It's going to be a day.
Bad idea. All right, we'll be right back. I got to think this over.
BJ and Jamie.
Yeah, sucker. Jonas Brothers tickets coming up around 7:25, 7:30, something like that. Hey, Spadell, I'm a little confused. You marked off the pre-sale on my sheet here. Is there no pre-sale?
The pre-sale, the sign-up is over. So you had to sign up yesterday, and then it's today is when the actual pre-sale is. But if you didn't sign up today, it doesn't have the... you can't go to their website and sign up now.
You mean if you didn't sell it, sign up yesterday?
Yeah, correct.
We probably should have told people that they did.
Yeah, we probably should have said that all week. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, poor people. Yeah. We're like the pre-sale's on Thursday, but we didn't tell them they had to pre-register for that. Sorry about that.
Little snafu there.
But the good news is you can still buy them on Friday, tomorrow. Right? You can buy them tomorrow?
Yeah.
At 10 a.m. That pre-sale stuff is overrated.
Get out of here.
Yeah.
So yesterday was the day, huh?
But that you could you need to register to buy them today, so if you're not registered. Yeah. Minor details.
Look, we're not your Jonas Brother hookup 24/7 around.
Exactly.
Here. By the way, my wife woke up this morning. She was very upset, okay? She got up at 4 o'clock this morning. She got all ready, put on her leotards, everything to go to work out, right?
Okay.
Sneakers, got it all going. Hell, she was up before I was this morning, right?
Okay.
I mean, just really mindset of working out at 24-hour fitness. They don't open till 5.
Oh, yeah, and they're not open 24 hours at all. No, there's a lot about that on next door.
She was pissed. Yeah. She looked it up on her phone and said, wait a minute, You're called 24-hour fitness. And you don't open till 5.
Yeah, somebody went there at like 10 o'clock at night and they were closed. They were like, wait, what about this 24-hour fitness?
I think ever since COVID especially, because I used to go to 24-hour, I think it's changed, obviously. And it depends on the location,
That's
too.
What they were saying, too. It's all over next door because people are not happy about it.
Oh, I couldn't get out of the house fast enough. You was angry.
Well, I thought you guys set up a gym in the garage.
We did, but there's some machine she uses she doesn't work. We don't have that one. So I don't know, Jamie. All I do is get my pants on and leave.
So all the cars have been forced out of the garage to build a gym, but now she has a membership?
Now, 24-hour fitness.
I saw, I'm sorry to interrupt, but you know that gym that's over here, the private gym?
Yeah.
Oh my God, all these girls, I don't know if you saw them yesterday, did you see like 20 girls in the parking lot on yoga mats?
No.
What? They were just working out in the parking lot?
In between cars. I think because it was so nice out.
Here?
Yeah, it's the one right by that little bar.
It's upstairs, it's the one that's upstairs?
No, it's... What's that bar used to be called right there?
The Lion Bar, right?
Yeah. By Wendy's?
Yeah.
Yeah. Uh-huh. So there's a private gym there. There's a training place there.
There is.
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Yeah. It's
I don't know gyms that well. Okay.
Well, it's not like a big name gym or anything. It's like a private guy.
Yeah. There's like 15 people can go at one time.
Right.
Yeah.
They were all
in the
parking lot on yoga mats.
That's great.
And it was, I'm like, what if somebody backs out? And those electric cars you can't even hear when they're backing out.
Yeah, if I hit a skinny girl, I'd think it's a speed bump.
Yeah, it was
weird. I
wouldn't
even stop.
I was like, it just felt dirty and weird.
That's like, odd.
And yoga mats are not very cushy.
No, very thin.
You run over.
I thought you guys might have seen them.
I didn't see them. They were hunkered down between the cars. But I missed them yesterday.
So weird. I was like,
wish I'd caught them. Sounds intriguing.
Does it?
Yeah. A little bit.
Well, and for a split second, this only happened for a split second. I was like, okay, so it's like 10:30. Technically, I can make that class after work. I don't even know the name of the place.
It's in the same parking lot, though.
I know, right?
Hey, speaking of which, I got an idea on something, Jamie. I even wrote it down here, and I was thinking of it yesterday, and I thought that I would run this by you and see if you wanted to participate with it.
Sure,
okay?
Sure.
All right? I was reading this thing yesterday on my X scroll, right? And it's a doctor, or at least that's what he's got in his title. I don't know. Fasting.
Oh, the water diets?
You game?
No, it's...
You and I, 72-hour fast?
No, because what, Joe Rogan said it was cool, too?
No. This is not Joe Rogan. This is
Rogan just did it.
Oh, I don't know anything about that. Yeah. No, there's a doctor that was on there, and he says it resets your mental capacity and the fogginess that you have. I feel foggy. I do.
You are foggy.
Well, maybe if I do the 72-hour fast, but I need a partner for it.
Well, somebody... ask your wife.
Hey, Carson, you want to fast?
Absolutely not.
No. I did a 24-hour fast once so that I could do some like hormone blood test before, and that 24 hours was awful.
Yeah, we've all done that, right? That is the worst thing right before you get your blood drawn. Uh-huh. I know. You're like, I'm really angry right now.
To go another 2 days.
I have to eat all the time.
This doctor said that the first time you do it, it's miserable. Oh. Just absolutely miserable. But it gets easier, later on, if you want to do it again and again. And again,
72 hours, that's a long
72
time.
Hours, and you get water, you get coffee, but nothing in it, right? Black coffee, and you can drink tea, nothing in it, just tea, and supplements if you need electrolytes.
You wouldn't do my wall yoga. I'm not doing your water fasting.
You do wall yoga, she'll do the fasting.
And I even showed you Happy Baby, and you weren't interested. I was rejected.
Fasting to me sounds technically that it could work. Wall-to-wall yoga doesn't sound that good.
Well, it's a lot less effort to do the fasting.
Yeah.
Wall-to-wall yoga. That lasted 1 day, 2 days in here.
Yeah, one and a half.
Remember? Here's what broke it.
My app keeps yelling at me, you haven't checked in, haven't checked in, where are you?
Here's what broke it, okay? This is how dedicated to the wall-to-wall yoga Jamie was, okay? So the first day, she knocked it out, man.
Yeah, I did.
She got up against the wall here, and I've never seen somebody squat so good in my life. She looked great up
there. Thanks.
Okay? Second day, she's halfway into the routine. They really push you with that wall-to-wall
they
yoga.
Wall-to-wall.
They scream at you if you don't. don't do it, right?
Yeah.
All right, so she's doing it the second day, and halfway through, Crave cookies show up.
It's a true story. It is a true story. What are the chances, you guys?
It was the universe.
It was.
God was speaking. She's halfway into her wall-to-wall yoga, and here comes a box. I mean, this is a gigantic, you need a forklift for this box. And these are cookies the size of your friggin' head.
Yeah, and they bring them in. They're like, we want you to have free samples of all our cookies, that are all our flavors. I'm like, I am in the middle of wall-to-wall yoga. And now I'm in the middle of wall-to-wall yoga with a cookie in my mouth.
Wall-to-wall yoga has never made a comeback.
I will tell you this. I saw Joe Rogan. Joe Rogan did the 72-hour water challenge thing.
Yeah.
It is getting very, it's getting legs, if you will.
It is?
Oh, my gosh.
Well, that's why I saw it. Yeah. I saw it on my feed yesterday. Yeah. And I thought, and I'm being really serious about this. I feel like that, and we had this conversation with our boss, that since COVID, and I don't know if I ever had it or not. I really don't. But I've been really lethargic. My energy level's not what it used to be. And they say for your head and for your energy level and everything, that this fasting thing could correct some of that.
And it also said it kills, it makes your, this is what it said. Okay, I'm just telling you what I read.
Yeah, we
and,
don't
And
know.
It's funny that it went viral yesterday. We both read it.
Yeah.
But anyway, it says that it kills like any precancerous cells. Your body will attack them because it doesn't have anything else to do. And because it's not worried about all this other stuff going on, and it just goes after everything that's toxic in your body, supposedly.
Which I find very intriguing, and I really got some toxic in my body.
And it flushes out your system. And then Joe Rogan showed a before the 72 hours, and look, the guy's fit no matter what, but then he showed the after 72 hours, and his stomach, it was a complete washer board.
No kidding.
Yeah.
No kidding.
Yeah, it was.
Yeah, it wasn't bloated anything.
See,
like that.
I had no idea Joe Rogan did it. I don't listen to Joe Rogan. I don't know anything about Joe Rogan. I know he's got a big popular podcast.
Yeah,
that's
I know. I just follow him on X.
But these doctors were posting it yesterday, and everything they said, I mean, they said it's miserable. They said that first one, is the 72 hours is tough.
Well, I thought about doing it yesterday. I mean, I thought about it, but I was like, that is impossible and seems really unhealthy.
Isn't that weird, though, that you and I both walk in here, that we saw this yesterday? We both thought, you know, it seems unhealthy, but if it works the way they're saying it works, it might be worth it.
What are you seeing, Schmidel?
Well, it says the potential benefits could be just weight loss. You get improved metabolic health, so fasting might improve your insulin sensitivity, lower your blood sugar levels, and reduce cholesterol. It says it'll help you with your blood pressure, which is good for BJ.
Thank you.
It says that it has enhanced autophagy, which is faster triggers a response called autophagy, where the body cleans up damaged cells and promotes cellular regeneration. So that's the cancer attacking thing. And improved heart health and anti-aging effects.
What's the precautions and limitations of?
Yeah, what's the downside? Yeah,
there's always a bad side.
It says water fasting is not suitable for everyone, especially individuals with underlying medical conditions, pregnant or breastfeeding women or children.
I breastfeed sometimes.
It's essential to consult with a healthcare professional.
Yeah.
Adults it can lead to count. Dehydration if you don't have enough electrolytes.
Let me turn him down. Adults don't count, Jamie. Let me get that word in there, okay?
Sorry,
you know, some dude down in San Diego doesn't count.
Wow. Hey, Travis.
All right, we got to take a breath. Maybe we do it as a show. If we all do it. I mean, it might make us better, guys.
I feel like I'm already so dehydrated that this is a bad idea
and
for
I
me.
I think you need to check with your doctor before.
No.
Oh, that's good. Man, that sounded professional, like the end of a commercial.
Yeah.
Screw the doctor.
He's right, because you're on so many medications. I bet a lot of them require food.
And it said underlying conditions.
Yeah, and you are a condition.
I'm just looking out for you, man.
You guys don't want me healthy,
I'm just looking out
no,
for
No, but
you.
Just read some of your meds. I bet it says take with food. Yeah. Take with food. Take with food.
I think they all do. I'm willing to roll the dice,
man. Oh, my God.
I am. If I can get more clarity, more energy.
But see, I think it's bad, like not having potassium for 72 hours. And,
I just can't imagine. I could maybe see like 48, but 72
seems.
Said you're dehydrated already, but you get all the fluid you want.
Yeah, but
so
I just
you'd be fine on that.
I'm anemic, and so I'm gonna bruise like a son of a bitch.
just wrap yourself in bubble wrap for 72 hours with a straw that you can drink.
I mean, getting no iron for 72 hours seems really dangerous for me.
I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know. I find it intriguing, though. We both saw it.
Yeah, that we did. Yeah, and it is trendy.
It's all over the place.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, a lot of people.
Why don't we watch you do it?
Yeah. Well,
how long do you think you could last, in all honesty? Because I think probably 3 hours.
No.
I mean,
no.
Me, 3 hours.
Oh, you 3 hours?
Yeah.
No, I could beat that. I could go to at least noon. Tabloid trash is coming up.
BJ and Jamie.
No, this timing kind of sucks here. Oh, BJ, Jamie, morning show on the Odyssey app, too. It kind of sucks because today is opening day of baseball.
Yep, it sure is.
Too bad the Rockies aren't in town to open today with 79 degrees out there.
Oh, that would have been a great day today.
Our luck is it's going to snow next Friday.
It probably will.
You know what I mean? Yeah. It's hit or miss when it comes April. So if today had been the day, because they do open up all across the country, today would have been perfect at Coors Field.
Yeah, it would have. I didn't even think about that.
Yeah.
And you know how much Spadil loves the Rockies.
He does. Yeah, he does. He loves the ownership. He loves it all.
What are your predictions there, Spadil?
Oh, they're going to lose 100 games.
Oh,
yeah. Easily.
In a 162 game season, they will lose 100 games.
Okay, all right.
Uh-huh. But they don't care. They make money. People show up at that ballpark to see them.
Do you think they still make money?
Yeah. They make a ton of money.
Oh, they do? Okay. Yeah.
That's why they never do anything. Like,
hundreds
as far as, like,
of millions,
players.
Jamie. They pocket it all.
Because Coors Field's considered one of the best ballparks in like the whole thing. Yeah,
yeah, because the few times I've gone even outside of opening day, it seems kind of empty.
Yeah.
It's very empty. Oh, yeah.
Well, and get this. They open tomorrow. You're talking about lackluster. They open tomorrow in Tampa Bay, and they're playing the Rays, right? They don't even have a stadium.
No, they don't. Yeah.
They're playing at some mediocre ball field in town.
Yeah.
Yeah, because of the hurricane thing. Yeah. They can't get approval, right, for a rebuild?
They're playing over at the Yankee Spring facility or something
like
that.
Yeah, they can
tomorrow.
Only hold like 14,000 people. Yeah.
I mean, it's going to look like Bush League down there.
Yeah.
Man, they hate the Rockies, don't they? Major League Baseball hates our Rockies.
But did you see, though, we're supposed to have, I mean, maybe it was a good idea that they don't have the stadium or the rebuild because they said we're going to have the worst hurricane season ever.
Yeah, I saw that.
Holy crap. We don't need that for our insurance rates.
Did the groundhog come out again or something?
I don't know.
How do they know that? Was that Punxsutawney Phil came back out again?
It was meteorologist, BJ. Yeah, it was the meteorologist.
All right, we will get to tabloid trash. I kind of screwed it up this morning. We'll be back after this.
You've just bought a ticket on Jamie's Train of Thought.
Jamie's Tabloid Trash on Alice 105.9.
Just to follow up about this hurricane thing that we were talking about the Rockies playing in Tampa. No. Yeah?
Yeah.
Tampa.
Yeah.
But they can't play in a stadium because that got all jacked up. But
it's
anyway.
Bangled.
Yeah. So it says, meteorologists warn. Dun, dun, dun. Another huge year of volatile hurricanes, with the season officially starting on June 1st. They have 18 named storms, and they're expected in 2025. 18, including 7 to 10 hurricanes, 3 to 5 major hurricanes reach Category 3 strength or higher, and 3 to 6 direct U.S. impacts.
Oh, boy.
I don't know how they know that. That's some crazy.
I don't think they do.
You don't?
Well, I lived in Florida for 15 years.
Yeah.
And I never felt like that was ever accurate. But, I don't know.
I know, but don't you feel like their technology's gotten better?
I think so, but you can tell that a hurricane's going to form in August. Right now, you can tell.
Right, June?
Huh?
Isn't it June?
June 1st.
Yeah, but I'm just saying, let's just look out
understood.
To, you know, the hurricane season goes from June to November.
Yeah, true.
So you know in August and September there's going to be a major hurricane?
Yeah.
Nah, I don't know. Nah. It's that groundhog again.
I think it's the almanac.
I think it's along the same lines, Jamie. I do.
That old farmer's almanac. Yeah. Anyway, Nikki Glaser, who I love. I think she's just funny. I watched that Brady roast with my sister, so I kind of saw it for the second time. And I even missed some of the jokes the first time I watched it. That was the most beautiful roast I've ever seen in my life. It was just wall-to-wall laughter.
Yeah. Brilliant.
Yeah, it was. Yeah. Anyway, she admits that she has had a butt ton of plastic surgery. But I'll tell you what, she showed up before and after, and she looks phenomenal. Plus, she stopped drinking. She doesn't drink at all, no alcohol at all. And her legs are amazing. Mm-hmm. I mean, she is just ripped and shredded now. So here's what she had to say about all that. Number two.
Oh, number two.
Well, I think you look fantastic.
Thank you. Thank you. Wait till the facelift. That's coming.
Really?
August 2026.
No,
I'm going to do it. I have no problem with that. You know, you got to do it subtly. So because you have to do it so they go like, what's she doing? And you can just go just meditating more, you know, because I'm doing the type of meditation that removes your eyelid skin. It's just this new. That's what they say. I'm drinking more water, you know.
Going on hikes.
I'm just working on my gut health. So my brow has been lowered 2 inches.
Your gut health.
Oh, yes. That's what happened. Because, you can't get a drastic nose job. You just got to subtly go in every so often. And then people just go, it's not a nose job. It's erosion. Like, I guess that's what you do. That's how you get away with it.
So I'll show you the before and after. Look at this girl's legs. They are like iron.
I don't know her that well. She looks great.
Doesn't she?
Yeah, she looks great.
Those legs are ripped and shredded.
Yeah.
Holy hell.
She's hitting the gym, too.
Oh, well, yeah. You don't get legs like that with just plastic surgery.
You're not going to get that.
No, she's down like doing some squats with some weights.
Yeah, she's working out.
And I feel like she's doing some, some calf raises and stuff.
She's doing wall-to-wall yoga.
I think she's on my plan.
Yeah.
Our legs look just alike.
Well,
you haven't even seen my legs.
You'll get them.
Dave Grohl's wife, her name is Jordan. Now, remember, Dave Grohl, we all used to love him. He's a Foo Fighter. He's the lead guy for Foo Fighters, Dave, right? We all feel like we know him and we love him. And his drummer, OD'd, right? Or did he take his own life? I can't remember what happened. But and they were best friends. So he's had kind of a life, right? It's been a long life. But we loved him until this girl said, I just had Dave Grohl's baby. And we're like, wait a minute.
Uh-oh.
He's married with kids.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, so that was real, real sad. And we all ganged up on him and got mad at him.
Yeah.
As a group.
Yeah.
Well, now we find out that we're the only ones mad at him because his wife has decided to keep him and forgive him.
That's a little shocking.
It is a little shocking.
Yeah.
Dave Grohl's wife, Jordan, has decided to give their marriage a second chance 6 months after the Foo Fighters frontman fessed up to cheating and welcoming a baby outside of their marriage. That's the hard part. That's going to be the tricky part.
I don't know how you get past that.
Yeah. When you think you have a family unit and it's just your family, that's hard to...
Yeah, I guess they've gone to a lot of therapy for this.
Yeah, right.
But she's decided to stay.
She's still completely devastated by the situation, but is standing by his side. They're continuing to go to counseling, like you said. They don't want their family broken. Recent months, the couple has been spotted spending more time together. A little more than a week ago, Grohl and Blum, who married in 2003, were seen flashing smiles and acting. They're at lunch. They're like, it's great. And secretly, when they get home, she's like, I still can't believe you did that. I can't believe it. Why don't you go over there and talk to your little baby? Sorry,
I'm Dave Grohl, I'd rather have a divorce than go to therapy. I hate therapy. Can you imagine how he's attacked in therapy?
Oh, my God.
I mean, you've got to sit down with another person and come clean on all this crap.
It's got to be relentless.
Exactly.
You're talking about misery.
And your kids know.
Yeah.
You know? It's like,
They definitely look at you like differently. You're a bad person.
Well, because you are.
Yeah. You are. Hello.
He said he announced that he welcomed a child with another woman. He did this September 2024, 1 month after the secret love child was born. He said, I've recently become the father of a new baby daughter. Ooh, can you imagine being the wife reading this? Born outside of my marriage. I plan to be a loving and supportive parent to her. Really? Really? How supportive? Huh, Dave? I love my wife. If you loved me, you wouldn't have knocked up that other girl. And my daughter and my children, and I am doing everything I can to regain their trust. Yeah. Good luck with that, Dave.
I think his therapist wrote that.
Yeah.
He didn't write that.
Right? No kidding. This is, oh my God. Well, all right.
Well, good for them.
I hope they make it.
Yeah, me too.
But, just getting over an affair is hard enough, but...
baby.
That baby. And thinking baby. About him going over there and holding the baby.
Yeah.
You know, like, just even that makes me cringe.
I hope she doesn't listen to our podcast. The wife, that is. Jamie's not helping.
I'm not. I'm sorry.
Can you imagine Dave Grohl's wife pulls up, oh, what's this BJ and Jamie show? Oh, my husband is. Jamie's right.
Yeah, I am. I'm not the best friend. Like, when my group, like, if they get screwed over or something, I tell them all pretty much the truth. You know, like, I almost said what
sometimes they need it, though. Sometimes they need
I almost said something. I just nailed that one in. Oh, that was good. Okay, anyway, I'm done. There you go. Tablet trash.
Okay, BJ, Jamie Morning Show. We have Jonas Brothers tickets to give away. We'll do that just around 7:25. Stand by.
BJ and Jamie. Weekday mornings on Alice.